everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast. Enjoying Gosa TV on this beautiful Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode, talking today about how to let go of negativity. How to let go of negativity. So all of us have faced, especially I think these last few years, a ton of feelings of negative people, a lot of negative people, negative thoughts. Perhaps you have felt or you have fallen victim to being negative, feeling negative about other people, people that you love, friends, family. And I know it's happened to me, and I've been trying to grow because I've realized that to be angry is really not a way forward. I think that anger has a place, especially if you're like me and you tend to not acknowledge your anger. Maybe not acknowledge your accomplishments, not acknowledge your feelings. And so sometimes I find that anger is the kind of the gateway to my honest feelings, to my truth. So I want to give you a few things that I've been doing to be in my body, to move away from frustration and to try to process things in a better way. Number one is to accept your anger, but do not cross the line. Accept your anger, but do not cross the line. As I said, anger has a very beneficial purpose in our lives. It connects with your justice. It's maddening to me when Trump says, when he used to, I guess still doing it, racist things, anti-immigrant things, homophobic things, you name it, xenophobia stuff. It is frustrating. When you're trying to be about love and peace and all these other things that the gospel of Jesus talks about, and yet you have this man who so many Christians support because of blah, 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 talking nonsense. And so if you don't acknowledge anger, you're not really acknowledging the things that make you upset, righteous indignation, as you could call it, as the Bible says. And so in the Bible, of course, we have so many examples of righteous anger. Jesus, Peter, Paul, many people in the Bible. And so you have to accept your anger. But as the Bible says, in your anger, do not cross the line, do not sin. And so when I feel my body tensing up, when I want to write that nasty email, that's when I have to pause. Number two is to know yourself, know your situation, your context. You know how they say to avoid answering emails when you're hungry and angry at the same time? Or as they also talk about, halt, stop, don't write emails when you're hungry, H, angry, A, L, lonely, T, tired, or S, stressed. So instead to halt, stop. I practice that. I'm practicing that more and more. Just a couple weeks ago, some things were said, and or maybe not said, not done. And I was about to go and let someone have it. And I thought, I'm kind of tired. I haven't been sleeping well. I should just sleep on it. And that's the principle there, sleep on it. Realize where you're at. Halt. It doesn't mean that you're letting people win, although sometimes you kind of have to let people win because you may have a wrong read on the situation. Number three is to use your other instincts to balance things out. Anger is in the body triad, in the body instinct. And so if you know about the Enneagram, 8, 9s, and 1s, you're going to feel anger pretty quickly. You're not always going to react to it, but you're going to feel it in your body fairly quickly. That's the first thing for you. Now, what I recommend is if you are in your anger, is move away from your anger and towards your heart. Meaning, let's say you're mad at your sister because she didn't pick up the soy milk or the bagels at the store. She forgot. Now, you know that she loves you. You know that she's for you. You know that she texted you just before she left and said, what would you like? I can go grocery shopping for us. This happens at my house all the time. And so instead of being mad that she forgot, think about, or not even think, feel the love that she has for you. And let that inform your anger. Let that calm you down. Let that help you let go of the anger or the frustration that you feel. You can also use your mind. If you're in the body triad, use your heart, use your brain. Your brain might say, you know, I don't really even want bagels right now. I'm glad she forgot because I actually wanted, I don't know, he wanted salads instead and you're trying to cut back on carbs. And so you might be thankful actually that she forgot because it's less temptation for you. So your mind or your logic might help you to lower that anger. So use your other instincts to bring down your frustrations. So last week, our beautiful son parked his car at the beach. He went surfing, came back, a note in his car. Someone ran into his car. The front bumper was all just, it fell apart. It was just all ran into. Thankfully, the lady left a note. And so I've already called and we're dealing with that. Of course, I was so upset. And when I called her, I was going to let her have it. But I thought, not only is that not the right way to work with someone that owes you money, but it really isn't what I want to feel. I was already feeling this and that and kind of mad at some other things. I thought, I'm going to still, yes, call her back and let her know that, okay, we got to take care of this and you owe me now. But it's probably not the best thing to yell or get mad, especially when I'm trying to get her to pay for this. It seems like it's going to work out, but it helped me to pause and to still feel the frustration, still be mad, because it is maddening that someone ran into my son's car. And so, but I used my heart. I thought, okay, I'm thankful. Thank you, Jesus, that nothing serious happened to David, that the lady left her number and that she's willing to work with us and pay for it. Use my mind, okay, I'm going to call her, figure it out. So using the other instincts in my body helped me to not necessarily take away my frustration, but to manage it better. And so think about your context. Think about the other instincts in your heart. And then fourth or third, I don't know which one we're on. I think it's number three, is to maybe get, I don't know how to call it, maybe get some help might be a way to do that. Spend time with God is really what I'm wanting to get to. I've realized that when I'm upset at other people, at myself, sometimes it's because God is trying to do something in me. This last year, there have been so many things that I have felt upset about. And sometimes that anger is well-placed. People have hurt me. Some things have been said that are really negative and hurtful. There have been delays on things that are due me, etc. It's frustrating. But I'm also realizing that sometimes my anger or my perfectionism is really masking fear. Or it's masking the fact that I don't want to be at this place or be in that relationship or spend time with this person. And it's not until I pause and maybe even step away from that situation that I realize I need God, or realize that God has been talking to me all along. And now he has my attention. Now that I'm mad, now that things aren't working out, he has my attention. Spend time with God. That's the time to bring your burdens to the cross, as they say. To say, Lord, I need you. To cry, to feel. You may not be a feeler. This is a time to go to your feelings, to be in your feelings. I know it might be hard for some of you. But through your feelings, you will find the presence of God. If you are perhaps needing to be more logical, use your logic, use your thinking, put on your thinking cap and say, Lord, I need you. Give me perspective. Give me a plan. I give you my plan that didn't work out. I feel alone. I feel rejected. I don't know what I'm going to do now that my friends left, that now this is my new job. I don't know what to do. I feel overwhelmed. Lord, help me. Use your logic. Use your instinct, meaning your body. Work out. Do something physical. Go boxing. Go for a run. do some yoga, do some CrossFit, do things that will get you out of that place of frustration and negativity. Ask God to help you as you work out. Listen to the Bible. Listen to worship songs as you work out. Do something physical that makes you sweat, that gets all those toxins and those negative endorphins out of your system. You'll feel better. You'll have more perspective for the next day. Those are the things that I have been practicing, and I feel better. I feel like my anger levels are less. I've realized that a lot of my frustration and anger has been directed at situations that have been pretty impossible for me to manage. Some of it directed at myself. Some of it directed at people that I actually love. I have said to myself and to those people, at least in my mind, I'm sorry that I was upset. And I am making amends, as I say in the 12-step programs, making amends and saying, I need to love. I want to be in my heart. For me, as a heart person, when I'm mad in my body, I have to go back to my heart. Sometimes I get mad at Rochelle because of, I don't know, silly stuff. And I have to think about, wait a minute, this woman loves me. I love this woman. I have to think logically. Wait a minute. Let's say it's something with the car. Let's say she forgot to wash the car. And now I have to. I have to be in my heart and think, wait, I love this woman. She is spending time with her dad or she's grieving her mom. That's heart talk. That's not logic. That's not instinct. That's heart. And so that helps me understand, oh, I need to be there for her. Maybe I need to wash her car. And then sometimes I got to use my logic and think, wait, she's been working today, let's say, was the back to school night. And so no wonder she wasn't able to wash her car. And so using your logic, sometimes I do that to help me understand her better, to understand myself better, to understand other people better. It's not always going to be a perfect, I guess, slam dunk. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to act out on anger and it's going to be unrighteous anger. Obviously, we are going to make mistakes. I'm sure you and I, we've made a ton of mistakes already. But I think if we can be aware that anger really doesn't do much, it does have a place. It does wake you up. It does help to, as I said, to have it be a gateway or a tunnel or a pathway to your true self. But at the end of the day, you and I want to be true to who we really are. We're not people of hate. We're not people of violence. We're people of love. We're people of grace and gratitude. We're people that love to serve others. And so let's be those people. And when anger rises up and it pops up its ugly head, deal with it. Accept it. Learn from it. Manage it. Practice some of the tips that I was mentioning. Forgive yourself and others. Ask God for help. Do something physical. Move to your heart. Move to your logic. As the Bible says, once again, in your anger, it's okay. Do not sin. Don't cross that line. So leave me a comment. Let me know. Are you an angry person? Do you tend to lash out, react, maybe feel resentful of others? How do you manage it? What are some of the tips that have helped you along your journey? Thank you so much for being here. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at David Trigg and join my coaching program. It's only $49 a month at davidtrigg.com/coaching. Thank you again, and I will see you next time. Adios.